Command 2, the story of Philip and the Ethiopian. Philip had been preaching the gospel in Samaria. He started back to Jerusalem, preaching in villages along the way. Then an angel of the Lord told him to go south on the road from Jerusalem to Gaza. That was an unusual command because it was a desert road. But Philip did what the angel said. As he walked on the road, he saw a man sitting in a chariot. The man was a court official for the Queen of Ethiopia. He had come to Jerusalem to worship at the temple. As he traveled back to Ethiopia, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit told Philip to go up to the chariot. When Philip got near the chariot, he heard the Ethiopian reading Isaiah chapter 53. Philip asked him if he understood what he was reading. The Ethiopian invited Philip to get in the chariot with him and explain the passage. The passage the Ethiopian was reading said, "He was like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The Ethiopian asked Philip who the prophet Isaiah was talking about. Philip used that scripture to explain the gospel to him. As they traveled down the road, they passed some water. The Ethiopian asked Philip if he could be baptized. Philip said if he believed with all his heart, he could. The Ethiopian said he believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. So Philip ordered the chariot to stop. He and the Ethiopian went down into the water. Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The Ethiopian no longer saw Philip, so he went on his way rejoicing that he had become a believer and had been baptized. Some people read the story and they are shocked. How could Philip baptize the Ethiopian right after he'd become a believer? How did Philip know for sure that Ethiopian was good enough to be baptized? As soon as a person becomes a believer, he should obey Jesus' command to be baptized immediately. No need to wait. Were you eager to be baptized after you became a believer? Did you do it right away? Baptism is similar to the Old Testament ceremony of circumcision. Jewish men and boys were circumcised to show that they belonged to God. In the New Testament, Jesus invited everyone who believed, both men and women, to be baptized to show that they were part of God's family. An interesting part of the story is the Ethiopian was a foreigner. He was not Jewish. He was a black man from Africa. This shows that the good news is for everyone. God loved us so much that he sent his son to die for us. It doesn't matter whether we're a man or a woman. It doesn't matter if we're Jewish or African or Asian or Canadian. We are commanded by Christ to be baptized. The Ethiopian immediately asked to be baptized as soon as he heard the good news. What would you say to a new believer if he was hesitant to be baptized?